This is Lisa Starr with Resonant Truth. And today on the Zolk'in calendar is called White Electric Wizard. It is the third day of the Yellow Human Wave Spell, where we are exploring what it is to be human, checking in with our humanity, and in some ways hoping for the greatest presence as human on the planet, ourselves at our finest, exploring what that might feel like, what the invitation is right now, coming from the cosmos and deep within the earth. How would we best enact our species role? Somehow I feel that's going to be shown. It's the third day, the electric day, and the first three to me are integral and intense in any wave spell, whether it's 13 days, 13 moons, or 13 years. There are three key questions that arise in the first cycle of three that bring us to today's energy of Trinity. In other words, the three questions are guidance to connection with a higher power, a higher force, a God force. So on the first day, we asked, what is my purpose? The second day, what is my challenge within that purpose? What do I have to integrate or overcome or acknowledge exists that I wasn't sure I wanted to? And today, clarifying further, we say, how can I best be of service? So always remembering that our purpose is going to be for the collective to feel good. And that's part of revising what it is to be human, thinking in terms of community and communion or connection instead of self-interest and greed that comes from mistaken survival impulses. You know, it's survivalistic to need to eat, make love, drink water, get some rest, but it's not survivalistic to need like a really nice car. I'm sorry, these base examples are probably beyond your knowledge already, but sometimes I just have to come from the preschool teacher place of making it really simple for myself to hear. So how we can best be of service is letting go a lot of our ancient material expectations and come to what really is necessary and participate in some way in creating the solution of necessity for humans and animals and plants and the spirits of all place and things alike. So the answer usually lies within the day's energy. That's the nice interweaving of the Zolk'in calendar. So if I ask on an electric day, the third day, how can I best be of service? The answer lies within this particular electric third day, the White Wizard, White Electric Wizard. The answer to how I can best be of service as a human in the Yellow Human Wave Spell is through the wizard energy, which originally was jaguar, so the entirely mystical animal of the jungle, of the Mayan territory, the one they revered for the way the spots on its coat looked like stars coming out of the sky. And priests would wear a jaguar skin. So the modernized word wizard is just a reference for any culture that we come from or esteem, that we know there are shaman and leaders of the occult mysteries of life that come deep from spiritual training, and they offer the same to us, that we believe more strongly in enchantment and magic and the power of belief in things that are unseen. So today there should be a great bubbling up of magical sort of that sprinkle and sparkle of fairy dust that would overlay the normalcy of this day. And so we can best be of service by believing in that and participating as ambassadors of the unseen world and being magical and enchanted, allowing ourselves to be enchanted. One of the words for the White Wizard Day is receptivity. So it seems to say that there's always enchantment available, and it's just how much we're willing to take it in. So we can best be of service as humans by receiving the realm of irrational magic. Let it come deeply into us. And then we can be timeless instead of caught in this time. Timelessness is the final word of three for the White Wizard Day. Enchant, receptivity, and timelessness. We can be timeless and out of this particular time, whether it's a fog we feel that we're caught in, or it's brilliant sunlight that's blinding, or we even feel comfortable. Whatever we're experiencing can go on forever, or we can enter the eternity that's beyond the discomfort of now. These strange philosophical pictures of what enchantment and magic brings. It brings a sense of being beyond anything that's happening that we would call normal. And so that is for us to be lured into and enjoy today. And if we cross over to the 13 moon calendar, the best thing to know is that we're completing today our first week of the self-existing moon, the fourth moon, where we declare what form our service will take for the entire year that we're in, is coming to the end of its first week, which is really the initiation in the East. And we finish each week in our heart. The chakras circle through 7 days, and we arrive in the present moment of our heart center at the end of each week. So instead of a TGIF exhaustion, we feel a real holism and self-love that can radiate outwards after we spiral through the chakras. And tomorrow will begin a new spiral. So always wishing you the greatest celebration of the energy of today and guidance that comes from it for your heart and soul. If you'd like to know more, you can check aresonanttruth.com. I'm Lisa Starr in Lakesh.